This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ousted Mali President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has left the country for medical treatment in Abu Dhabi as talks about a transition back to civilian rule following last month's military coup got off to a chaotic start. His former chief of staff, Mamadou Camara, told the Reuters news agency that Keita left Bamako on Saturday evening aboard a plane chartered by the United Arab Emirates at the request of Mali's ruling junta. The 75-year-old Keita was hospitalized in Bamako on Tuesday, 6 days after he was released from detention by the ruling junta, which seized power on August 18th. Talks about the shape of the transition period opened on Saturday with hundreds of representatives from the junta, political parties, and civil society groups attending an opening ceremony in Bamako. Rescue workers digging through the rubble of a Beirut building for the third day on Saturday said there was no longer any hope of finding someone alive more than a month after a massive port explosion shattered Lebanon's capital. About 50 rescue workers and volunteers, including a specialist team from Chile, had worked for 3 days to locate anyone after sensors on Thursday detected signs of breathing and heat. The authorities held ceremonies on Friday to mark a month since the explosion tore into a city already reeling from a crippling economic crisis. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday warned Greece to enter talks over disputed eastern Mediterranean territorial claims or face the consequences. Ankara is currently facing off against Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas exploration rights in the eastern Mediterranean. All sides have deployed naval and air forces to assert their competing claims in the region. This is VOA News. China National Biotech Group and Sinovac Biotech said Saturday that four more countries have agreed to run late-stage human tests of their coronavirus vaccine candidates. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Serbia and Pakistan are among the new countries agreeing to phase three trials. The two companies are seeking more data overseas as new cases dwindle in China. CNBG's vice president Zhang Yuntao said its phase three trials are expected to involve 50,000 people in about 10 countries. He added that foreign countries have expressed interest in ordering a combined 500 million doses of its vaccine. Trials have already begun in the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Peru, Morocco, Argentina, and Jordan. CNBG is expected to be able to produce 300 million doses of vaccine a year once it upgrades its manufacturing techniques. Sinovac's vaccine candidate, CoronaVac, is currently being tested in Brazil and Indonesia. It has also obtained approvals from two other countries for phase three trials.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. With the coronavirus spreading through colleges at alarming rates, U.S. universities are scrambling to find quarantine locations in dormitory buildings and off-campus properties. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Sacred Heart University has converted a 34-room guest house at the former Connecticut headquarters of GE to quarantine students. The University of South Carolina ran out of space at a dormitory for quarantine students and began sending them to rooms it rented in hotel-like quarters at a training center for prosecutors. The Air Force Academy sent 400 cadets to hotels to free up space on its Colorado base for quarantines. Health officials, such as White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx, has been urging colleges to keep students on campus to avoid them infecting members of their family and community. I'm Shelley Antler.
Hundreds of fans attended a special kind of musical happening at a church in Germany, a chord change in an organ piece that is supposed to last for an entirety of 639 years. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
The performance of the organ ASLSP, or As Slow as Possible composition, began in September 2001 at the St. Bertrade Church in the eastern town of Halberstadt and is supposed to end in 2640, if all goes well. The music piece by the American composer John Cage is played on a special organ inside the medieval church. The last sound has been the same one for the last 6 years and 11 months. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.